Hey there, before we jump into the episode for this week, just wanted to let you know about a new tool called Brand Sweep. We put this tool out every year, and it's an annual way to adjust your brand. The tool is used to go back and do a simplified brand audit to consider what things might need to be adjusted, what things might need to change, things you might need to add into your brand assets folder. So if you're looking for something like that, head over to createwithroar.com/brand sweep. One word, there is no email sign up. It is completely ungated. This is just for you, and we hope that you find it a good resource. Now on to the episode. Hey everybody, it's Trey Bowden, principal and founder at Roar. You're listening to Valor, a 5-minute branding podcast where we get to talk about the things that we're thinking about. So today we're going to be talking about an article that a close friend of mine sent to me around descriptive logos. It was a HBR. The title of the article was "A Study of 597 Logos Shows Which Kind is Most Effective," which of course, as a brander like myself, it's one of those types of clickbait type of headlines that I'm like, oh yeah, okay, well, gotta know that. So reading the article, they started talking about the difference between a descriptive logo versus a non-descriptive logo. So the way that they define a descriptive logo is one that is textual or visual design elements, or a combination of the two, that clearly communicate the type of product or service a brand is marketing. So the example that I think is easiest to call to mind on an audio podcast is if you imagine the golden arches of McDonald's in your mind, you have the M there, that would be a non-descriptive logo. Whereas with Burger King, clearly in the logo, it says burger. So in that, it's a very clear expectation of what they are trying to produce and move you towards when it comes to a product. So the findings of this research project that HBR did was that brands with more descriptive logos appear more authentic in consumers' eyes. They're more favorable when it comes to the impact of a consumer's evaluation of the brand. There is a stronger increase in a consumer's willingness to buy from that brand, and also the brand's net sales are higher and are more boosted than brands with non-descriptive logos. Now, what can we learn from all of this? The first thing is around brand clarity. So brands have this 7-second window when people engage with your brand for the first time. And during that 7 seconds, you have to calculate the risk and reward around, do I have a logo or an identity that communicates directly what we do? And so these descriptive logos do that. Certainly, this is not a strategy for every brand. So what is the challenge here for brands with non-descriptive logos? They have to consider what we call the awareness ramp. So even here at Roar, we don't have a descriptive logo. We're making a conscious choice to not have that as a part of our strategy when customers engage with us. So what we have to consider is the awareness ramp, which means that there's going to be other ways where we have to be clear and focused with our message in order for people to engage with our brand to discern how we best create value for them. So when it comes to a descriptive or non-descriptive logo, certainly descriptive logos are going to be a function of a brand to really clearly clarify what is it that they do and for who. But for many of us, that's just not the logo choice that we went with. We wanted something that is a little bit more alluring or a little bit more exciting or metaphorical to our brands. So what could we do to evaluate our current logo? One of the things that I would consider is thinking through a profile test. Many of our brand experiences and interactions are going to come from engaging with a brand at a profile level or profile image level. Take your team through this exercise. What do you feel or what do you think about our brand's logo when we see it on our Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook profiles? What does it tell us about who we are? And many brands are going to say, well, I'm not quite sure. It's probably less descriptive. I mean, even in the article, it talks about that 60% of brands have a non-descriptive logo. So then the question is what do we do about that? We can go through a whole overhaul of our brand identity, or we can choose to surround our brand with other ways to communicate value proposition, whether that be your profile taglines, headlines, or the content that you produce every day. Thanks for listening to this episode. The link to the article is in the show notes. If you want us to cover something on Valor, we'd love to know about that. Email us at valor@createwithroar.com. We are excited about this show, and we can't wait to bring something new into your feed next week. Thanks.